articles posted on Arizona Central and 12 News and 12 News websites. Both media agencies have posted my address, my home address, and the names of my wife and children. The article's stated purpose was to demonstrate how someone with enough time and skill could obtain this information. In doing so, these news agencies enabled criminals to readily obtain information about my family and me in the same manner in which the New Times endangered Sheriff Joe Arpaio. This office prosecutes some 40,000 felony cases a year. These include cases against members of some of the most violent street and prison gangs in America. I have been the target of credible threats in the past, as have other prosecutors in this office. I am stunned that some media outlets would jeopardize the safety of my family in this manner. I will now be forced to take precautions to protect my family and myself. I am calling for Arizona Central, the Arizona Republic, and Channel 12 to immediately remove these documents from their website. I am asking as a husband and as a father. This is not a game to me, and you have gone far enough with this. And let me back up for a moment. It is no secret that the Arizona Republic, both on its editorial pages and in its columns, opposes my policies in certain areas, particularly illegal immigration. But this is too much. My children are being endangered. I have four children who range in age from 14 to 3, and tonight I'm going to have to go home and explain to them why armed men from this office are now going to have to escort them to and from school and be posted in front of our home for the indefinite future. This is a reckless and cowardly act. It is contemptible, and enough is enough.
Mr. County Attorney, do you think this is politically motivated?
I've stated what I've stated. There is no question that my views on illegal immigration differ from those of the Arizona Republic. That's fine. It's a free country. But when bias reaches the point that it becomes lethal and family members and children are in danger because of a spiteful and vindictive act, it is totally wrong, and I would just hope that the media will show enough responsibility so that we don't reach the point that people no longer want to serve as county attorney if they have a family, because you are fast approaching that point.
So the armed guard is private? Who's going to be guarded and who's paying for it?
The taxpayers in Maricopa County, unfortunately, are going to have to pay for this because of this irresponsible act. There will be detectives. I have personally directed that detectives from this office be posted in front of my home. I have personally contacted the principals of the two schools that my three children who are school age attend. We are having people go with them back and forth for the immediate future. The sheriff's office is also helping in providing personal security in a manner that I'm not going to disclose. It will cost the taxpayers something. I regret that. I have no choice. I'm not going to have my family in danger because of this kind of action.
Mr. Thomas, have you contacted the media organizations and asked them to remove the address already?
No, I haven't. And let me tell you why. Number one, because I have no confidence, given the way this has been handled up to now, that request would be honored. Second, if I were to contact them or this office were to contact them, they would be likely to say that we're somehow pressuring them or threatening to prosecute them under this law that was implicated in the New Times issue. I'm not threatening to prosecute anyone. I want to make that very clear. But the news organizations who have acted this way should be ashamed of themselves. I'm calling upon them, and I am invoking just their sense of decency to remove this information and stop letting their biases reach the point that they're actually endangering my family.
So why don't you press charges?
Because I'm not willing to turn these people into some sort of Peter Zenger, some sort of martyr. They're not. It was a cheap stunt,
and
it endangered my family.
Who wrote this?
I don't know the name of it, but we'll distribute it here in a moment.
Well, we both work at these media outlets. We're not aware of what you're talking about.
Well, you know, let me just tell you something.
Was it something that
people posted or something? No. It was written by a Channel 12 person. It is on the Arizona Central website. And that website gets, as I understand it, over 1 million hits a day. And I want to make something very clear. You can go out and you can scrounge up personal information. You can find the address for just about anybody in America. Look, I mean, we've had presidents assassinated, okay? But there is a big difference between that and rounding up this information, putting it on a website that gets over a million hits a day. When we prosecute 40,000 felony cases a year here, it is disgraceful.
But that's all public information.
Yes, but there's a very big difference, Dennis, between going out and scouring that for the web for that sort of information, or hiring private detectives or what have you, and putting it on a website that a million people a day go to. I mean, if you can't appreciate the distinction there, then I
appreciate the distinction about the million people a day, but...
What do you want?
Okay, let me ask. I didn't see that one. I did see the link to Sheriff Joe's financial disclosure form, which is on Helen Purcell's website.
Yes.
So I guess, and again, I don't know whether this is linked to that. If, in fact, your financial disclosure statement and your home address on Helen Purcell's website, why is it horrible that AZ Central is putting it on this website?
Would you mind if they did that to you, Howie, if you were in my position prosecuting 40,000 felony cases?
Listen, I
will repeat what I said a minute ago, Howie. There is a difference between having information available on the web, if you're a political operative or something, and you know where to surf the web to find it, and serving it up on a website that gets a million hits a day and directing readers to go read it. There is a big difference there. It is an abuse of the media's power. Look, all I'm saying is I stood up here last week and I took responsibility for a mistake made by somebody I hired. And I took responsibility. I haven't gotten a lot of credit for that, but that's fine. Those are the breaks. It's a free country and people have had a lot of fun beating up on me about it. But you know what? This is a major mistake. And these news organizations should take responsibility for it. They should take this down immediately. There is no excuse for doing this. And this is just what the New Times did to Sheriff Arpaio. And that's why I still believe that it was legitimate to look into that. Because when news organizations start doing this, I'm just telling you, nobody's going to want to serve in these jobs. I have four small children. No public office is worth this.
We say that gang members and other criminals are becoming increasingly sophisticated using the Internet. So, yeah, I guess I do appreciate your distinction, but is this an Internet problem? Why didn't you take your information off Helen Purcell's site?
I did. There's a court order sealing the personal information about me, but there are other places that we are not able to seal through a court order, which is a court order that I got when I took office. That's the first issue. It's not as if I didn't take any steps to protect my personal information. But the second matter here is, look, you all can criticize me, take whatever shots you want. I mean, I'm a big boy, and I've taken some shots, but I think doing the right thing over the last week. But what's being done here is wrong. I have four small children, and they should not be in danger just because people think it's funny to take some sort of a stunt. It's wrong. And if you don't start to draw the line, I'm telling you, we have a First Amendment. I stood up here and I defended it at significant personal cost last week. But I am asking you to show the restraint and responsibility that are the undercurrent, the essential part of the First Amendment, so that it can be a real and lasting right in our society. Because if it is abused to the point that law enforcement officers' personal information, their home address, the names of their children, are just willy-nilly sent out into the Internet, nobody's going to want to serve in these jobs, and that's just the reality.
Are you going to press charges?
Pardon me?
Are you going to press charges?
No, I already said that.
Have you received a threat directly related to this article?
Not directly related to this article. I have received threats in the past. Yeah.
No,
and they were
your family been threatened.
Not at this point.
No, didn't the story just contain the link as opposed to the actual address?
How
long
did
it says that if you want to know Andrew Thompson.